The tram is running on a holiday schedule, which in Zagreb in August means it might as well be a suggestion. I'm standing at the Franjo Tudman Square stop, watching a number 7 glide pass with about 4 people on it, and I'm thinking about how quiet the city gets when everyone who can has already decamped to the coast. Today is Victory and Homeland Thanksgiving Day, the day of Croatian defenders, and the center feels like a held breath. The banks are shut, which is fine because I don't need them today. I need coffee, and I need to figure out how to pay for it with a new card that's been sitting in my wallet for 3 days. I walk down Ilica, past the shuttered shop fronts and the occasional tourist peering into a window. The heat is already pressing down, and the forecast set up to 37 degrees, so I'm moving early. I duck into Kwawa, a small specialty coffee place that's actually open, which feels like a minor miracle. I order a cappuccino, about €2.30, and the barista doesn't blink when I hand over the card. It works. The machine beeps, the receipt prints, and I feel a small, stupid surge of pride. I've paid for something in Croatia with a Croatian bank account. The coffee is good, strong, and I sit by the window watching the empty tram tracks. I've been in Zagreb for 5 days now. The paperwork is mostly done. OIB, bank account, SIM card, rental address registered. That last one was a trip to the police station that involved more waiting than talking, but it's done. What I haven't done is figure out what happens next. The plan was always to head south, down the Adriatic coast, from Istria to Vis, riding the last of the summer's heat. But today, on a public holiday, the city is so still that I'm tempted to just stay put. I finish the coffee and decide to walk up to the upper town, to Gradec, because it's too hot to do anything else. The funicular is running, the little blue car that's been hauling people up the hill since 1890. It costs about €1 for a single ride, and I take it instead of walking because the heat is real, and I'm not a martyr. At the top, the stone gate is quieter than I've seen it. The chapel inside is lit by a few candles, and an old woman is sitting on a bench, eyes closed, lips moving. I don't disturb her. I walk out into the cobbled streets of Gradec, past St. Mark's Church with its tiled roof, the checkerboard of Croatia, and the arms of Dalmacija and Slavonia. The square is almost empty. A couple of people are sitting at the cafe on the corner, but no one is rushing. I find a bench in the shade near the Lautrskak Tower and sit down. I walk over to the Zagreb 360 observation deck, the one that used to be called Zagreb Eye, and pay the entry fee, about €7. The lift takes me up to the top, and for a moment, I'm looking at the whole city from above. The red roofs, the green horseshoe of parks, the Sava River curving off to the south. It's the best view in Zagreb, and it's almost empty. A couple of tourists are taking photos, but mostly it's just me and the hum of the air conditioner. I stay up there for a while, trying to make sense of the layout, the way the old town sits on the hill, and the new town spreads out below. I can see Maksimir Park to the east, the stadium, the zoo. I can see the cranes over the cathedral. When I come down, the heat has chased most people indoors. I wander into Kaptol, the bishop's town, and past the cathedral. The twin spires are still wrapped in scaffolding, a project that will take years. There's a market stall selling lavender and postcards, and I buy a small bunch of dried lavender for about €3 because it smells like the coast, and I'm going that way soon. The woman at the stall asks where I'm from, and I say I live here now, and she laughs and says, "Bold move in August." She's not wrong. By mid-afternoon, I'm hungry. A plate of strukli seems right, the baked dough with cheese and sour cream, a kind of Croatian comfort food that I first had a few days ago and can't stop thinking about. I walk down to the lower town, to Gostionica Fiklek, a place near the flower square that serves honest, hearty food. It's open, which is a relief. I order the strukli, about €9 for a plate and a side salad. The place is half full, mostly locals, builders on a short lunch break, an older couple sharing a carafe of wine. The waiter doesn't rush me. In Zagreb, lunch is a thing you do, not a thing you get through. After eating, I decide to walk off the carbs along the Green Horseshoe, the string of parks that wraps around the lower town. Zrinjevac has its music pavilion, and I'm told that in the evenings, there are free open-air dance parties with live bands. Tonight is Friday, so there should be one. I make a mental note to come back after dark. But But for now, the park is empty, a few dog walkers, a kid on a scooter, a woman reading on a bench. The fountains are running, and the sound of water makes the heat bearable. I check my phone, a message from the bank confirming my account is active, another from the SIM provider telling me my data plan is working. It's the kind of bureaucratic comfort that doesn't make you feel good until it's all working, and then it's a quiet relief. I think about the cost of all this. The rent for a modest one-bedroom flat is about €580, €850 a month, depending on where you are. A tram ticket is 53 cents for 30 minutes. A cappuccino, €2.30. A meal at a casual place, €9.13. It's not cheap, but it's not Vienna or Munich either. For an American listening, that rent is in spitting distance of $100,000 a year in some cities, but here it's just a flat. I stop at the Museum of Broken Relationships mostly because it's on the way and I've been meaning to go. It's €7 to get in, and it's as quirky as everyone says, a collection of objects people donated after relationships ended, each with a story. A pair of handcuffs from a couple who stayed together, until death, via the internet. A love letter written on a napkin. It's not sad, exactly. It's more like a history of the human heart, told in artifacts of failure. I spend about 40 minutes in there, and by the time I come out, the sun is starting to slant. I'm back in the upper town as the evening comes on. The bars and restaurants are opening their terraces, and there's a strange energy in the air, the quiet of the day giving way to the night. I stop at a little terrace near St. Mark's Square and order a glass of local white wine. It costs about €4, and I sit there watching the people come out. A klapa, a traditional singing group, is setting up in the corner of the square. They start with a song about the sea, which feels like a promise. I close my eyes and listen, and I think about how I'm going to get to the coast. The train station is a few kilometers away, but I haven't bought a ticket yet. The klapa finishes their set, and the crowd applauds. I finish my wine and walk down through the Dolak Market, which is packed up for the day, the red umbrellas folded, the crates empty. I pass a stall selling fresh figs, and buy a few for about €2. They're sticky and sweet, and I eat them as I walk, standing at the edge of the square looking down at the city lights coming on. Tomorrow, I'll look at train times. Tonight, I'm just here. I take the tram home, or rather, back to the flat I'm renting for the week. The tram is almost empty, and the driver nods at me as I get on. I pick a seat by the window and watch the city roll by. The glass fronts of the modern buildings, the ochre facades of the old ones, the glow of a streetlight on a tram track. I think about the first day I arrived, how I landed at the airport with a suitcase and a plan, and how now, 5 days later, the plan is starting to feel like a life. The coast is waiting, Istria and the islands, and finally Vis. But for now, the tram is moving, and I'm moving with it. The flat is quiet when I get in. The landlord left a bottle of olive oil on the counter from his family's farm on the island of Brack. I open the window to let in the evening air. The cicadas are loud, a sound that will follow me all the way down the Adriatic. I close my eyes and listen. Tomorrow, the train. Today, this. It's enough. I'm going to end this episode with a small practical note. If you're arriving in Croatia and need to get things sorted, don't panic about the public holidays. The banks close, but the world keeps turning. Coffee still gets made. The tram still runs on a schedule. And if you need a bank account, get your OIB first, that personal identification number, and then find a bank. I use Zagrebačka banka, but there are others. PBZ, Erste, Raiffeisen, OTP, HVB. You'll need your passport, your OIB, and proof of address. It's about as boring as it sounds, but it's the foundation. And when it's done, you can sit in a cafe and feel like a person. That's the part they don't put in the brochures. So that's the day. Victory Day in Zagreb, a public holiday, a city at rest, and a slow walk through the old stones. I'm pointing south now, but I'm not rushing. The coast will still be there tomorrow. Until then, Dobar Dan from a flat in Zagreb, where the lavender smells like the sea and the tram rumbles past the window. I'll be back with you on the slow road to Vis.